All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory Season 2. So let's go ahead and get started on yet another episode. I messed up real bad.
Last specks of optimism leave your body, and with a deep sigh, you proceed towards your room.
Can this day get any worse? I broke our fucking friendship. While all the other times I went through this day, it ended on a much better note. This doesn't make any sense. Ugh, I'm really done with this day repeating itself bullshit.
Throwing your body on the soft sheets of your bed, you lay lifelessly, praying to the universe, seeing how God turned its back on you.
Please don't let the day continue. It can't end like this. I promise I'll do things differently.
Having waited for a few hours beside your phone, without a single update from Zoe, you decide to call it a day. Forcing yourself to sleep, you succeed in your attempt, managing to pass the rest of the day in deep slumber. Let's give this another try. Waking up freshly rested, your spine cracks as you stretch your arms to the ceiling.
Yet again, another Friday.
With a smile on your face, you relish in the coldness of the floor, stretching your toes in delight.
What to do?
You walk over to your desk, humming a random tune. Instinctively grabbing the phone, you squint your sleepy eyes.
Why couldn't I have changed the light settings yesterday? In my defense, I didn't expect the day to continue.
A notification glows in the far corner, and you nod knowingly.
That must be the text that Zoe mentioned. How didn't I notice it before?
Once the text pops open, you smile at its adorable content.
Can't wait for tonight! Come find me at college, so we can make plans.
Scrolling further down, your attention goes solely on the picture Zoe sent.
Does she know that half of her ass is out? What am I saying? Of course she knows.
There. So you can find me more easily.
I don't see how that'll help, but I don't mind seeing a fine piece of ass first thing in the morning.
As you are about to turn your phone off.
Ah!
You watch in horror as the screen glitches out of control.
What's happening?
Panic strikes hard. You throw the phone, it landing on the edge of the table. And falling behind the desk.
Shit, don't tell me it broke.
Frantically dropping to your knees, you try retrieving it.
Hope it didn't break, but what the fuck was that?
Unable to reach your phone due to it being stuck, a frustrated groan escapes your throat.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Vain.
Damn you, Elizabeth, and okay.
Getting up the itching feeling in the back of your head.
Alright.
ID?
Yeah, we've already, like, we've seen this already.
Abnormal amount. As you remove, you take your. It. Being met with a hard decision, you end up.
Well, going further ruined the friendship we have.
Being met with a hard decision, you end up coming to an obvious conclusion.
There's no way we can go back to how we were if I continue acting like a horny asshole. I know there's a small chance for the day to actually continue, seeing how many times it repeated already, but that small percent is still there. And add all the crazy shit that's been happening. What is this, God? Why are you guilt-tripping me with this, and why now? I still didn't get any threesome, when I'm this close to actually getting it. This picture, it's screwing with me. I won't let it mess with my head.
You let your selfish nature show and get ready to rip the picture in half. But find yourself unable to.
I can't.
You neatly put the photograph next to your computer, hating yourself and your morality.
God, this better get me into heaven or else I swear.
In a matter of minutes, you get dressed and get ready to start the day with a new, annoyingly moral approach.
I can already tell Megan won't like the new me.
Knowing the following events won't be easy to deal with, you head downstairs, headstrong. Halting at the entrance of the kitchen. You close your eyes in bliss. The smell of Megan's cooking, making you smile despite your unwilling resolve.
You're really good at this.
Oh, just you. You scared me.
Oh, please. You and Zoe used to scare me all the time back in the day. Or will you lie and say you don't remember?
I remember. So weird of him to mention that. One time you even pissed your pants.
That's a lie. Oh, we're going back to that.
He said it was you know, you?
She eyes you suspiciously, the smile on your face not sitting right with her.
Why is he mentioning the good times? Is it because of...
Despite her intrusive acting like...
Coffee?
Satisfied?
Well, but it's all here.
It's like we're pretty much doing the same route.
Fine.
Is it gonna be different?
Glancing at her phone, Megan smiles when noticing she has some time to spare.
Fine, but we better finish breakfast.
So far it's been nice. I don't want to ruin this vibe we got going on.
Megan grabs a plate for
herself. Like, I'm really kind of... Okay, we need to discuss the thing.
Megan grabs a plate for herself.
Alright, hold on.
Bon appetit.
Taking a mouth, the easy... As you're about to take...
What, me?
A take... Go.
Thank God.
Seeing the...
Well, I...
It Megan being...
Drink this.
Doing us the liquid help. She's not the...
Well, when do you want to continue our...
Choking.
Oh my God, what is...
She leave making... Having another...
So, what's your cell? No.
Having another gulp of your...
All right, hold on.
No.
That too.
So? What's your answer?
Oh, why can't she just let it go? I don't want to reject her, but it's something that has to be done for the sake of our friendship, right? Well, the thing is...
Annoyed with him evading answering her question, Megan shows her feelings openly.
Just answer the question!
There's no way out of this. Here goes nothing. Look, I want us to go back to how it used to be.
Is he serious right now? And what is that?
Us, just step-bro and step-sister.
To say Megan is shocked by your words would be an understatement.
Why is he acting like this? Didn't he feel anything after our kiss? Was it something I did?
Unable to keep her thoughts quiet, Megan presses for an explanation.
That's not what you were saying yesterday.
I wasn't in my right mind yesterday.
Well, you surely didn't mind when I was kissing you.
Megan, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I bet you wouldn't like me pulling you by the nose only to reject you in the end either. Was everything you said also a lie?
No, of course not.
Then why are you acting like you made the worst mistake of your life with kissing me?
Megan, listen to me. Megan!
Finally grasping Megan's attention, you continue quickly.
It's always that sharp tone that you gotta use. Just gotta give her a Megan! Come on now! Women usually do listen to that one. That's usually, get a grip! Finally grasping Megan's attention, you continue quickly. I stand by everything I said yesterday. I don't regret a single thing I said or did.
Please.
But after seeing that photo, I don't know. Something changed.
It's just a lousy photo.
Just really all because of that stinking picture? It's not, and you know it.
Taking a deep breath, you continue.
You, me, and Zoe. We've been friends for as long as I can remember. I know you guys inside and out.
Unintended.
Do you really want to tell me you haven't noticed Zoe having a crush on me?
She does? What makes you think that?
Megan, come on. You were born at night, but it wasn't last night. It's so fucking obvious.
The wheels in Megan's head start turning at an amazing speed. Coming to a realization soon after.
Oh my god! He's right! How didn't I notice it before?
Yeah!
Wait. You're rejecting me because you like her back?
Something like that.
What the fuck?
I like her.
Seriously?
But as a friend.
Wait, does he like her or not?
You're gonna make her explode.
Don't understand.
She's gonna spontaneously human combust. I like you both as my best friends. Or my breast friends, as you know. That's what I like to call all the ladies. I don't regret kissing you back yesterday, but I regret if us continuing would cause our friendship to break.
Oh, God. You're stressing over something that won't happen.
Can you be 100% sure about that?
Well, not 100.
That's what I thought.
Pushing the now empty plate away. You watch Megan lose herself to her thoughts.
That was so fucking hard, but it had to be done. I really don't want to risk it. And from the looks of it, it seems like she understands.
However, your crying cock doesn't.
Oh well, it'll have to deal with it. Don't worry, boy. There's plenty of fish in the sea. I promise.
The chair glides against the floor, screeching in abruptness. You look up at Megan. Confusion raising with each step she takes to get closer.
Wow.
But what if...
What if... No.
We keep it a secret from Zoe.
Megan, I...
Shh. My turn to talk.
Tugging on the hem of her...
Oh, shirt, here she goes.
Her eyes radiating mischief.
You decided without knowing what you'd be missing.
Megan's shirt swiftly leaves her torso, exposing a pair of familiar perky breasts.
The fucking hell is happening right now? I was eating breakfast and now I'm looking at eggs?
Look at how he's ogling my tits.
Ogling, ogling. We don't ogle anything.
I see you only as a friend. Yeah, right. So let me show you.
Her eyes stay fixated on yours as she sensually drops down to her knees, freezing you in place.
Is she crazy? Megan, someone could walk in.
If you don't keep your voice down, it's a guarantee.
But we'll be late. You know, class? Remember that?
If you help me with your pants, we won't.
Despite asking for help, Megan succeeds in undoing your buttons.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da.
Sliding your boxers off along with your pants.
Megan, I really think we shouldn't be...
Shush. You said what you wanted to say, and I can respect that.
Obviously.
However... I've come to realize that your body is more honest than that mouth of yours. So, if you stay true to your words after I'm done, I'll take you seriously and back off. Although, not like it'll actually happen. I bet he's over the moon with only this much.
I thought there was a red, but it wasn't. But Meg...
The sensation of her lip pressing themselves around your cock knocks the breath out of you.
Okay. How did it come to this?
Being made into submission, you can only observe. As Megan greedily circles her tongue around your limp cock...
I I rejected her and she sucks my cock because of it? Have I jumped into an alternate universe? What's happening?
Unbothered by your piercing stare, Megan continues licking your cock. Igniting the arousal you tried so hard to push down.
He's already becoming hard. It won't take long for him to get completely turned on.
She takes more of your length, her hand following the rhythm of her mouth. Teasingly, she slides her slender fingers up and down your shaft.
This feels so good. Fuck.
That's it. Surrender to me.
She slides your cock out of her mouth with a cheeky smile. Proud of it standing in all its mighty glory.
What was that? You mentioned something about rejecting me.
Fuck, she made me all hot and bothered and then she asked me that? Maybe I could. No! Grim, remember what brought this on in the first place. Megan, I'm really sorry, but...
I'm not done yet. Fuck, I thought this would be enough to change his mind. Guess I'll have to bring out the big guns.
Her warm breath hits your wet and tip, increasing the sensation by a thousandfold.
Ah!
That's more like it.
Dropping herself down your length, Megan starts her exploration. Making sure her tongue examines every bit of the terrain.
Megan. Fucking hell.
Fuck. I didn't expect this would turn me on so much. I can feel my panties getting wet already. But it's worth it. Changing his mind is my top priority now.
Your lashes cover your eyes as you finally let yourself enjoy Megan's effort.
Yes!
You finally relaxed. I feel a bit guilty after realizing Zoe has a crush on him, but... Sorry, Zoe. I don't think I can let him go just yet. And his cock. God. It can barely fit inside my mouth. I have to deep throat him just to get close enough to sucking it whole. Still, if that's what it takes.
Feeling your tip hit the back of Megan's throat sends you shuddering from pleasure.
Meg,
sliding your sighs down her throat with ease.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's lips graze your balls as she continues to take your entire length. Dangerously slow.
Jesus. Fucking Christ. Ooh.
I want him to touch me. But there's no time. If we don't go right away, we'll be late for class for sure. And that's with us running. I gotta speed this up.
An animalistic growl bottles in the pit of your stomach as Megan suddenly picks up the tempo.
It's so far down my throat. God, I have to get this under control. I don't think I'll be able to keep my hands to myself otherwise.
Fulfilling her needs, she slides a hand to her hardened nipples. Playfully circling her thumb right after. Trying to subside her rising arousal.
Fuck.
With balls smacking against her chin, she savagely ramps herself up and down your shaft. Your cock proving to be an easy challenge for Megan's pride.
Change his mind.
Of her desperate act turns you into a breathless mess. Slowly reaching the climax.
I can't hold on for much longer. I'm gonna...
Crashing in, you frantically grab Megan's shoulders. Wanting to lessen the guilt of rejecting her after it. Going against your unsaid wishes, she plunges your cock deeper down her throat. Letting your cum glide down her contracting neck.
My entire throat. There's so much of it.
Finally gulping down the last of your semen, Megan releases your now limp cock. Feeling proudest she ever felt.
What's he gonna say about that?
Fucking hell!
The after effects leave you shuddering. feeling of Megan's mouth around your cock still remaining despite its absence. She covers herself up, her back hiding her burning red cheeks.
That was intense. I almost lost control. Not that he'd mind. So, what were we talking about again? Something about you not rejecting me?
Realizing the time has come, you sigh, feeling completely defeated. Putting the euphoria in the back seat.
I have to do this. Won't be easy, but...
You glance at Megan, noticing a spark of anxiety behind her brave facade.
Ah, how do I do it when they're looking at me like that? I just... Fuck this. Why do I need to take the high road? Megan's literally throwing herself at me and I'm supposed to blow her off?
Hello. Earth to Mr. Airhead.
That does it. I made up my mind.
Easier said than done. There's still the issue of morality.
Still our friendship. Is it really worth fucking it up? I don't want to lose Zoe. Or Megan.
Hey! Are you waiting for the afterlife or something? We really need to go.
Should I wait a bit before giving her the answer? No, I have to do it now. Okay, Grim, relax. Just say it. Megan, Megan, I'm really sorry.
Hearing your words floating unsaid, she can't hide the disappointment nor the sadness spilling out of her.
You're serious? Even after I...
Too embarrassed to finish her sentence, she goes quiet.
Look. I won't hide the fact that what you did just now was amazing. Because it fucking was.
But if he enjoyed it that much, why is he...
Still, I can't lose Zoe.
Again with Zoe? Why are you...
And I can't lose you either. Don't think I could handle that.
Still wanting to change your mind, Megan continues, almost desperately.
But you won't lose us.
How can you be so sure?
Because I don't know, okay?
If you were me in this situation, what would you do?
When he puts it like that...
Exactly. So please, do me a favor. Just this one time, okay? Let's forget about what happened yesterday. And continue being step-bro and step-sister only.
Whatever. I can't believe he's being like this even after what I just did. But his arguments are so fucking solid. Anything I say would make me out as a selfish bitch who doesn't care about her friends. Let's go. Late.
Confidence running low, she heads towards the door, putting speed behind each step.
I had to do it. If I didn't and the day continued, I'm sure Megan understands. Or does she? Whatever, let's not think about it now. It's better this way, I think.
bushes and run after Megan, trying to catch up. Stepping into the yard, you let out a deep sigh when your eyes land on a familiar figure.
Meg! Wait up!
Frustration raises as Megan ignores your pleas.
Hold up!
Not expecting her to suddenly halt, you manage to stop yourself from crashing into her last second.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you like Zoe at all?
Told you I like her, but as...
So you aren't attracted to her? The tiniest bit?
The slight hesitation from you irritates her.
I knew it.
Okay, stop that. Of course I'm attracted to her. I'm also attracted to you. You're both really beautiful women. But as I said before, I value our friendship more. All right. And we're going to leave it off right there, guys. We'll be back with more or less theory coming at ya soon. I'm out.